Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Low line drive to left, and skips to the wall. It is over, and Cal Raleigh is your 2025 T-Mobile Home Run Derby champion, the Major League home run leader, and Raleigh, who just squeaked in.
You're an idiot, and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Cal Raleigh is your home run derby champion after almost not making it out of the first round. A tiebreaker with between him and Brent Rooker by about an inch. 470 feet at about an inch. They went to the tiebreaker was longest home run as opposed to let's have a Rochambeau swing off. Let's go, baby. That'd have been my idea. Let's just go the swing off. Why go with some... I mean, we really trusted the StatCast number here.
You're supposed to judge men by inches, length.
That's what they say. That's what they say, right? You want the three sixes. That's what the women want.
What?
Six figures, 6 feet, six something else.
Oh.
That's what the women look for. That's the gold standard.
I don't want no 666.
No, not typically.
Six figures, 6 feet. Okay, I got it.
You got the other one. Okay,
yeah,
very
yeah.
good. Those are minimums. Those are minimums, right? But so Cal Raleigh is your home run derby champion. Now, will this affect his second half of the year? Now, of course, he's a rival. Texas Rangers play the Seattle Mariners all the time, same division. How does this affect the second half of the year? Well, in the past it did, but in recent years it has not. And the theory on this is that, voice cracked, all these players have uppercut swings now anyway. As opposed to prior, it was chopped down. Now it's launch angle crap. Of the 32 players that participated in the Home Run Derby over the last 4 years, they averaged 11 points higher in OPS in the second half. 18 of the 32 posted a better OPS in the better OPSs in the first half of their season, including eight guys of those 32 that were 100 points better in the second half that year. Who was the lowest? Poor Joey Gallo. His OPS dropped in 2021 after the Derby.
Oh, Lord.
262 points. Went from 923 to 661. So they don't believe in a home run Derby curse because the swings have changed a lot. So that's where we stand with that.
And while leading the league in home runs, he becomes the fourth player to win the Derby. Judge in 2017, Griffey in 94. Griffey was there yesterday, taking photos probably from the dugout. And McGuire in 92. I was actually surprised in ESPN's Home Run Derby intro that they put all the steroid guys in the video. Did you watch it or no?
Yeah, I watched. I mean, I watched a lot of the coverage. I was on MLB Network for a lot of it, too.
Okay, so was that what Ryan Howard was doing?
Okay, I missed that part.
Ryan Howard had the MLB microphone.
Yeah.
But I think he was separate from the ESPN coverage. But in ESPN's Home Run Derby intro vid, it was Bonds and Sosa and McGuire and all of them. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, you're all celebrating.
It's, I mean, look, you can hide those guys in the discussion of Major League Baseball all time if you want it. It's very difficult to hide those guys in the Home Run Derby because they put on collectively the most epic Home Run Derby. The 99 one at Fenway, you had Bonds. Yeah, sorry, you had Griffey, McGuire, Bonds. I think Sosa was in that one. I mean, it was amazing. And they just put on a show. They put on a show. Jazz Chisholm had 3 home runs. That was the lowest. He was hitting singles down the right field line. Not the worst showing that we've ever seen. We've seen a bunch of guys have a goose egg.
I can't believe some of these names that didn't hit one.
0 home runs hit. Canseco. But by the way, what the hell were they doing in 1990? Canseco, Cecil Fielder, Griffey, Bobby Bonilla, and Daryl Strawberry all hit 0 home runs in the 1990 Home Run Derby. Were they out there? Were they swinging against, like...
They were out with Straw the night before.
Were they hitting against Jack Morris? What were they doing? How did you have 5 guys not hit home runs in a Home Run Derby?
Right.
Mike Piazza, 93, 94, 0. Sheffield, 96. Tomey, 97. Brett Boone, our guy, 03.
He put up a goose egg?
He put up a goose egg. Robinson Cano, 2012. Yasiel Puig, 2014. All these guys, but those are home run hitters, man. And put up 0. So Jazz Chisholm putting up the 3. Now let's get to the audio. Our boy Pat McAfee.
Oh, man. This is as or more uncomfortable than Amon-Ra's dad.
Now, Pat's out there. He was doing a show. He had Rob Manfred on. He was doing a show from the All-Star Game.
He's been like the MC. Like, yeah, it's his city. I'm not understanding. This is in Atlanta, not Indy.
It's Atlanta. It's just, look, it's...
They're like, we're paying you millions and millions of dollars, so you're going to MC everything.
ESPN was in charge of everything. He's like, we're sending a show down there. Your show's going down. Y'all take it. Y'all take it over. Stephen A's on vacation or whatever, right? So they send McAfee down, and he's doing the on-field introductions with one of his other dudes. He's doing an interview with Rob Manfred, and he was hosting this, like, it looked like a symposium. It was him at a podium, and to his right was Dave Roberts and Paul Skeens, the NL manager and the NL starting pitcher. And to his left is Tarik Skubal and Aaron Boone, the AL starting pitcher and the AL manager. And they decided it was a good idea to take questions from the audience. So there was a question.
Media or just crowd, fans?
It looked like media and fans, but the media was asking a lot of the questions.
All right.
So the question was asked, and I think, Ross, we have the question and then his initial answer.
Correct, yeah.
So here's the question, and then this is Pat's first attempt to, let's just sidestep this thing.
The All-Star Game was moved out of Atlanta in 21 because of a law that former President Biden described as Jim Crow in the 21st century, and it was framed as a protest. Dave, in the 2021 MLB Network special on Stop Asian Hate, you said, and I quote, "I think it's just being relentless with our voices. This is not something that's just an isolated moment in time that we're talking about. It's something that needs to be talked about on an ongoing basis and be relentless with it. What happened to being relentless with it, and why are we still in Atlanta when this is on books?"
Can you sum that up for me?
I know it was hard to understand. We were actually talking about that. Can you re-say what you said there?
All right, so that's part one.
Yeah, that was a long
that was a question. Long question.
And that was to Dave Roberts.
Yeah,
and she had his statement from 4 years ago. And she's like, "What did you just want to throw out there? Right. Throw that out there as a media statement, and then not follow up?"
Right. So she went full on Chiafalo with that question. Very, very long question. So Pat is frazzled. I get it. He's not expecting that question, I'm sure. Nobody prepped him on this.
Right.
And he's like, could you go ahead and repeat that, please? I'd do the same thing, I'm sure.
Yep.
And act like he didn't hear it. And then she repeats the question, and we'll play the very, very end of that. And then it goes right into him on this very... He he filibusters.
Yeah.
In a very, very solid way.
Why are we in Atlanta when this law is still on the books? And it is a dangerous situation to be a journalist in Atlanta because Atlanta has detained the most journalists by ICE.
I believe the question was a political question about laws that are on the books and everything like that. And the All-Star game was taken out. Now it's brought back. Interesting. I don't know if any of us are the experts or the ones that should be giving answers on that. But respect and appreciate the way you feel about it. And I would assume that there was a reason or some conversation that was had by the MLB and the state that all parties thought that this would be a wonderful host city for the All-Star game. And I think everybody is all very excited to be back in the beautiful city of Atlanta. I think. I don't want to speak out of pocket for anybody, but I do believe with everything else you're talking about, I don't know if Dave is a lobbyist or Paul is a lobbyist or Tarek or Coach Boone. I think they would be great at it if they decided to be as such. But I think she was talking to you. I don't know if you have, I think so. I believe it was, once again, it was hard to hear. But do you have any thoughts on Atlanta hosting the All-Star game whenever there was obviously some conversations in the past? I believe, right?
I believe. Allegedly. He did the whole allegedly.
You know,
he loves the allegedly.
I actually think he did a pretty damn good job.
It was an impossible spot for him to be in.
I think, yeah.
Now, I bet you he has zero idea.
I need a reset.
So
I remember the story and I remember it being taken out.
Yeah, there was some kind of voting law, and I don't remember if this was the Curb Your Enthusiasm in their final season did something, I think, on this where it was like you couldn't bring water in the crowd, in the line. Like you couldn't hand. Larry got arrested for bringing water to somebody in the crowd. There was a lot of voter issues. And then everybody spoke out about it. And then they kind of backed off. And they spoke out and they backed off. So everybody left Atlanta. MLB went that year, I think, to Colorado. But my mom had a field day with this. I mean, she won't. The amount of places she can't shop anymore because of this voting law, or she won't shop anymore because of this voting law.
This is like absentee ballot stuff and voting by mail.
So, like, and he did the full, allegedly, I believe, I don't want to speak out of turn. He couldn't handle this better because he didn't, he was guaranteed he wasn't prepped for this thing.
Oh, no.
Guaranteed he wasn't prepped.
And he, like, saved Dave Roberts.
Yes.
He could have turned it, he could have thrown Dave under the bus and been like, Dave, what do you think?
Yeah, what do you think, Dave? But, like, do you think Roger Goodell's out here taking questions like this? About that, I don't know. Like, would he?
Right. Well, my number one question.
Imagine Pete Schrager hosting the Andy Reid, Nick Sirianni press conference and getting this question.
Well, I guess what I would ask Rob Manfred is, why is the game still here if the issue is still a thing? I honestly don't. I haven't kept up with it over the past few years to speak intelligently about it. I am watching a decent amount of news, but I don't know whether the voter suppression thought and idea is still a thing and still a thing in Georgia.
I have no idea.
I thought McAfee did a nice job, though.
Yeah. According to the 325, MLB wanted McAfee. ESPN execs didn't want him there, according to Pat. So I get wanting him. I mean, he's like he's a big name and You boost. They're trying to boost marketing.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. I don't know if that bill or law is like they debunked it or it went away or if it's still out there and they're just because it's not election year.
Manfred said, I've said it before. We want to bring an All-Star game to Atlanta. This was at the owners meetings in Arlington. I made a decision in 21 to move. And I understand, believe me, people had then and probably still have different views. What's most important is that the Braves are a great organization, facilities, blah, 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 blah. They deserve an All-Star game. We really look forward to being there in 25. So that does nothing in terms of addressing why it's still not an issue today. So that was Rob Manfred speaking in Arlington.
Yeah. Rob?
Man, that was uncomfortable McAfee audio.
That was very...
Dodging and weaving live bullets.
Very uncomfortable for Pat. We got Rob Manfred audio. We can probably play tomorrow. Lineups today are going to happen. Lineups for tonight's game. Are out. Cal Raleigh will hit cleanup for the American League. Judge will hit third. And then for the National League, Shohei is going to lead off. We go Shohei, Acuna, Ketel Marte, Freddie Freeman, and then Machado are your top five. Scoobal, Skeens are your starters tonight for the All-Star game.
What did we think of the jerseys last night? I liked them.
So they're pretty cool. Did you notice that So they were supposed to be an homage to the Hank Aaron, because this was on 7/14 on July 14th. 7/14 is Babe Ruth's home run. Today is the All-Star game, July 15th, 7/15. That was the record-breaking home run. All the NL guys were number 44. All the AL guys were number 3. That was pretty cool. Nice little touch. I think Sabathia designed those uniforms.
Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers with RJ Choppy here with Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station. We have one more concert ticket giveaway to hook you up with. And the Dallas Cowboy on today's football list that stopped me in my tracks. Is he this good, or is the position group this bad in the NFL? The Red Zone, your football fix is next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
The Dallas Cowboy inclusion that stopped me. Well, not in my tracks. I wasn't walking. But stopped me right here, mid-segment, on Sean and RJ, your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. Is this radio station, in case you did not know, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. And you know what, Ross? I would like to hook the Tolos up right now for listening on the daily.
You know what that means, folks. Right now, Tolos, right now, 877-881-1053 wins two tickets to the Thuggish Ruggish Mafia Tour, courtesy of Live Nation at Dos Equis Pavilion on Thursday, September 25th. That's caller number 10, 877-881-1053. Again, Tolos, right now, 877-881-1053 wins two tickets to the Thuggish Ruggish Mafia Tour, courtesy of Live Nation at Dos Equis Pavilion on Thursday, September 25th. That's caller number 10, 877-881-1053.
All right, let's get to today's Jeremy Fowler top 10 coaches, executives, insiders, personnel. By the way, before we do that, Walchuk and Broadus hit me up while we were talking about the second round contract problems.
Mm-hmm.
That what the Houston Texans screwed it up for everybody.
They started it. There was one other team. Both of the top two picks in the second round have been signed for a while, and they got fully guaranteed contracts. I think Houston was the first one to do it. And then you had, like, no other second-round picks signed for a long time.
So Broadus texted, said, you could have Micah and Donovan, two of your better pass rushers, we know one is the best, holding out at camp this season. That's crazy. So I think it was Alec Medford yesterday who was putting even more importance on the Cowboys' defensive line than the offensive line. And you could start off with no Micah and no Ezeraku. We're about to fly out. We're about to go to Oxnard. Yeah. So we're really about to test the true importance of being at training camp. Steven downplayed it like a few weeks ago. CeeDee Lamb said it hurt him. So, like, how much you got to weigh the contract number, what you're going to win in the negotiation versus how you're harming your team to start off the season and throughout the season.
Yeah, look at this. So these are all the signed deals. This is first round, right? All those are signed. So you've got a couple that are unsigned. So Shamar Stewart, Cincinnati, and Denver. Barron. This is from Football Database. But then you go to the second round, you got the first two signed, and then all of them unsigned.
Mm.
And then the rest of the entire league, with the exception of maybe like one or two players, are all signed.
All
it's
right,
crazy.
The other thing we were talking about, second-round pick, Quinshon Judkins. I think Cleveland would be happy if... Is he signed? I think Cleveland may not be signing him anytime soon because he's got allegations that he punched a woman in her mouth and chin area, and apparently police have pictures. Walchuk texted me and said the Cowboys wanted Judkins bad. Badly. Whispers where they had a first-round grade on him probably would have been the pick if he made it to their selection in the second round.
Wow.
And I texted Zach back. I said, did he have character stuff? And he said, I think he did, was flagged, but Jaden Blue was as well. We don't know why. Bobby just gets the list of players that get medical or character flags, doesn't tell us why. So, Roberto, if you're listening, let me know if Judkins and Jaden Blue, now that we have him, if they were flagged for the character stuff. So thanks to Woolchuck and Broadus for chiming in.
Dude, it's, I mean, the fact that, by the way, if you know you have something that could hinder you like this, like, wouldn't you think you would get, that would force you to sign early? Maybe it would. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Unless he didn't know that it was coming or it happened after.
Right. Well, July 12th. Let's see. What are we talking here? Just for the purposes of what you just said. The girl made the report on July 12th. So, yeah, I would want to go ahead and get something locked up unless you have the arrogance of, like, she ain't going to do nothing.
Right.
I'm not going to get in trouble. All right. Let's get to my jaw dropping when I was looking up at the television. Jeremy Fowler, and just a reset, did the quarterbacks yesterday. The thing the internet was really talking about was Dak coming in at number 79 on the NFL Top 100 list. That comes from the players. This list, as I said, from the league. Well, today's list is off-ball linebackers.
Okay.
All right? Would you like to throw out some names? Off-ball linebackers. You need some hints, some clues?
Yeah, because, like, I mean, I'm trying to
organizing the position in your mind.
Yeah, I'm just looking at linebackers in general.
Sam Fran. I'm in love with him. Always have been.
Navarro Bowman. Patrick Willis.
No. Good-looking dude, too.
Is it Greenlaw?
Nope. Fred Warner.
Fred Warner.
Fred Warner.
Love the hair.
Lowest ranking 2. Last year's ranking 1. He's an absolute beast. The comment, NFL coordinator, I think Fred has gotten much more productive defeating core blocks and tackling with more physicality. He's always been the best in the world in the passing game, range, instincts, ball production. He was incredible last year. And then you factor that in with forced takeaways, durability, all the other rare intangibles. He's the best. Yes. Number 2, pretty big name at linebacker. He was in the NFC, now AFC. Not this year, the pass off season, but he's been in the AFC for a little bit.
Not Bobby Wagner.
No. Bobby Wagner's now in the...
Now he's back in the NFC.
NFC. Started off in Chicago.
Started off in Chicago. Roquan?
It is Roquan. Highest ranking one, lowest ranking was 10. Number three in our division. I mean, just shot up the ranks.
The Philadelphia guy?
Yeah.
Zach Bond.
Highest ranking was 2 last year, not ranked. He's 28.
You know, he was number 2 on PFF's linebackers as well.
Number 4 is Nick Bolton, Kansas City.
For Michael.
So does Ross, apparently. Frankie Louvu, Washington.
By the way, Bolton is 13th on PFF. Louvu's 14th.
Tremaine Edmonds, Chicago, number 6. Levante David, Tampa Bay, number 7.
Wow.
Ready?
Okay.
Are you ready? DeMarvion Overshown is number 8. Right now, on the best off-ball linebackers in the National Football League, and the highest ranking he was given was 4.
Good for him.
4!
He did not make the top 33 of PFF's top linebackers.
Number 8! I got to read the entire write-up.
Levante David was 22, by the way.
Overshown needed only 12 NFL games to convince a healthy number of voters he's a high-impact linebacker, personnel exec with an NFL team. Quote, he's absolutely amazing, ridiculous, one of the most athletic linebackers I've ever seen. He's the fastest guy out there, can completely take over a game, and was really starting to get it. Another NFC offensive coach. He's the second guy you worry about in Dallas after Micah. Big run and hit ability, third down speed to recover. All that praise comes with a caveat, significant injury concerns. Sat out rookie season, ACL tear in the left knee, sustained the severe injury to the right knee in December 2024, tore 3 ligaments. Multiple voters have serious concerns about whether Overshown can maintain a consistent NFL career because of the damage already done, but his body of work in less than a full season, 90 tackles, 5 sacks. I didn't realize he had 5 sacks. 1 interception, forced fumble, fumble recovery, led the top 10 in average distance run on tackles.
Wow.
19 yards. Finally, NFL defensive coach, quote, he can be a stud, but has to really improve in zone coverage, and when he has to disengage from a block, he can play man-to-man on any running back or tight end in the league, but zone awareness lacks. He does a great job using his athleticism to slip under blocks, but if they get hands on him, it's a problem. Overshown at 8.
Wow.
In less than 1 year.
12 games. That's stunning.
Dre Greenlaw, 9.
Infinitely more stunning than having Jaden Daniels at 5. Infinitely more stunning.
Infinitely. I agree. Honorable mention.
Who was 9 and 10, you said?
9 and 10 is Dre Greenlaw, Denver, Quincy Williams, Jets. So Bobby Wagner, honorable mention. Patrick Queen, honorable mention. DeMario Davis, Matt Milano, Logan Wilson, Jack. Why do we get all these honorable mentions at linebacker, but 2 for quarterback?
I guess position at quarterback is so much more set at the top, I guess, that they don't have. I mean, you could name a dozen linebackers that could be honorable mention.
I was shocked. Now you see why I was stunned.
Yeah, that's stunning.
Right?
That is stunning.
All right.
Are you sure you read that right?
I did read it right. I saw it on TV, and I just read it correctly. Is that an indictment of the position group or legit praise for Overshown, fan text? 877-881-1053. He flew around. He was fun. Flew around. I mean, you see the potential. But damn.
Dude, DeMario Davis was, you know, behind him. He's ahead. He was ahead of him on PFF. Bobby Wagner was the highest graded linebacker past year on PFF. And he's honorable mention. That's high praise, man.
Shows the comparison in terms of the rankings.
Yeah, that's high praise.
All right, there it is. The red zone, every day, 9:20. Do you know if Brett Boone is going to join us tomorrow? Or is he going to be on All-Star break? You have any idea?
I'll text him right now.
All right.
I think he's
going to. Let's find out. I know that the KNC Masterpiece is going to join us from Whataburger in Frisco. El Dorado is the location. They're going to have giveaways, including Whataburger for a year, and the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are going to be out there as well. So that is going to be crosstalk taking place with KNC in Frisco, plus fan giveaways, and we're going to be on the road Thursday with the return of Bobby Richardson Firehouse, number one Firehouse Tour, Thursday.
Yep, Firehouse number one, 300 North Greenville in Richardson, just by 75. So come on out. Those mugs are pretty cool. Come hang out, free Whataburger, make fun of Bobby. You know, why not?
Two people on this show I found out this morning are brushing their teeth once a day. Is that the same for KNC? And one of your sports television networks basically had everyone fired yesterday. Let's talk to the fellas about it. Crosstalk from Whataburger and Frisco, live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. It's next on DFW Sports.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Station. It's a Tank Top Tuesday with Corey Majors, and it looks like just Corey Majors here on 105.3 The Fan.
Kevin is here. He definitely is. We our food just arrived here from Whataburger. We have the prickly pear raspberry lemonade refreshers. We have the lemonade refreshers. We have two opportunities to win Whataburger for a year. In addition to it, LED Whataburger sign, a Whataburger hat, golf balls, fry box socks, glasses, sunglasses, fancy ketchup, and so much more. If you're looking on the fan cam right now, you can see the other things that are available. You can also check it out at KNC1053 on Twitter. I posted up what's available there. We're at El Dorado and Coit in Frisco today. Wow. You have this going on. You got the Cowboys cheerleaders out here from 10 to noon. And in addition to that, you can also get your own playing card made, Kevin.
Okay, I hate that you're saying playing card instead of trading card, but I get what you're saying.
I'm playing.
And Corey already has the advantage because he was on the Zoom. I promise, Sean, if it helps, as soon as y'all were coming back and I heard Ross, I go, oh, crap, I forgot to open my Zoom. Mm-hmm. So I promise I respect the process. My apologies.
Well, that is a hell of a show. And right now, the sun is just, it's helping out Corey Major's shoulders on the fan cam. Mm-hmm. You're blinging.
Yeah, you are.
With the Cowboys cheerleaders here, they wanted to make sure there were no shades in the windows. So they wanted to make sure it felt like home for them.
You have less hair on your shoulders and arms than I would have expected.
Well, thank you, Choppy. I appreciate that.
How much have you thought about that?
Quite a bit. You know, you always wonder. I always wonder about people, you know, like what's the chest hair look like?
How many times do you guys brush your teeth a day?
two.
Twice.
Okay.
In the morning and then before bed.
Yeah.
And will I say that the one before bed's probably less extensive than the morning? Yes.
Dude, I was just about to ask what gets more of your attention, because I think the nighttime gets more of my attention.
It probably should. I've spent the whole day chewing on things. I should probably be like, you know what, let's clean it all off before. But for some reason, it's the morning time that gets the most attention for
me. What has led to this question? Has there been some sort of dispute this morning?
Yes, thanks for listening. Ask Reddit.
That's a setup, man.
Reddit apparently was saying, hey, just remember a life hack, brush your teeth after dinner. And I was like, a life hack? This is customary. And then I look over to my right, and RJ Choppy, and then I look to my left, and Ross are both saying and holding up the number one that they're both one-time brushers per day, and I'm shocked.
In the morning?
Well, obviously in the morning. It has to be. You have to brush in the morning. That's the most important time of the day. What, otherwise, you're going to walk around stanking.
How is that the most important time of the day when you eat and do things with your mouth all day?
I do think if there had to be one, it has to be the morning.
Yeah, I literally brush my teeth for other people. It's for other people. Otherwise, give me a good cup of coffee, swish it around a little bit.
That is not how that
nice
works.
Cigarette.
I agree with him. Yeah.
Marble Red.
Yeah, a little, yeah. I mean, I think
have you told any dentist in your life that you only brush once a day? No way.
I don't even think they ask. They just see my teeth and like, yeah, they're a little yellow, but they're clean.
Okay,
they don't be like, how often do you floss? Because that's what the one
that's
I always
what they
get.
Ask. And I floss every day.
Why did well,
you
why
do?
They ask
I floss.
That?
I have one of those picks, right? Those little
water pick. Yeah,
you just go bam, 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 all the way up and down. Yeah, so I floss every day.
See, that makes no sense that both of you. I got, but floss no, and you don't do the second brush. It shows you care about your teeth, but not really. I don't get it.
It's a laziness thing. It's like, oh, I don't want to
get it. I get it.
You got the toothpaste on, then you got the taste in your mouth. And once you brush your teeth the second time, I mean, you're screwed. You can't put anything in your mouth after that. Otherwise, it tastes terrible.
I like
how. I don't want to put baby in a corner.
I have to brush my teeth before relations. Not really? Just every night, yeah.
No. We often do the
you guys.
No brush relations.
Oh, does that my. Kill the mood at all? You're like, hold on, I gotta go brush my teeth.
Kinda.
Okay.
You know, I can see that. But you also know what's happening. You know what I mean? So yeah. I don't know. I'm blown away. I can't believe it. One time a day for RJ and Ross, and there was others who also agreed. One time a day.
Fascinating.
So, yeah.
Sarah's not happy with it. She would wish I would do more.
Yeah. Hygienist, she's like, hey, look, it's a 4-minute commitment to your day. That's it. 4 minutes out of your, you do 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes at night. And they do go, oh, you do the water pick? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you need to floss as well.
Yeah.
That one drives me nuts. I'm like,
flossing
on.
Sucks.
Sucks.
It does. And
sucks.
They always ask the question all after they've already determined that you're not doing a good enough job flossing. They're like, so, have you been flossing? I'm like, no.
What doctor lie do you tell the most? Is it for us, me, Corey, and RJ, is it 2 drinks a week? Is it the amount of exercise? Or is it floss? Is there another? What's the most common doctor lie?
2 drinks a week.
You know it's hard to hide your face when you're...
I have 2 drinks a drink. I don't have 2 drinks a week.
Sometimes I wonder if people lie about if they've been fasting. You know, they're like, hey, we're going to run these tests. You've been fasting?
Oh, yeah.
You forgot? People are like, oh, yeah, totally.
And what really happens if you don't fast with the
test? I think it screws up your glucose levels or something.
I don't know.
Okay. But it's not going to kill you.
No, no, you're just like, for surgery it might, because you could throw up. But like for just getting your blood drawn... It's just like going to mess up some of your levels.
All right, guys, I got to get your reaction to the blowouts at FS1 as Joy Taylor's show gone. Manny Acho gone. I don't, some may be brought back. I don't know. But that show's gone. The morning show with Craig Carton, Mark Schlereth, they're gone. So all these pro athletes, LaShawn McCoy and James Jones and Chase Daniel, they got rid of 3 of their 5 shows yesterday.
Do you think that Craig Carton was trying to sell fake advertising for FS1 and they busted him on that and that's why they had to let him go?
No, I think Craig Carton's not good on TV, but we can't laugh very long because he'll probably be back working for this company again, making $1 million a year in New York.
There's plenty of people who work for this company that I think suck.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Dude, I mean, she's glad to be here in a minute. Relax. Why are you saying that?
Uh-oh.
I did really like about Emmanuel Acho is I thought he had a really honest response, and he's like, hey, when you're not good enough in the league, when you get cut, when you're not good enough in this business, you get fired. He was like, I don't have a big announcement planned. I don't know what I'm going to do next. That felt like a real, like, human response.
All right, Corey, either give me the one you're sad to see go that you really enjoyed, or power rank the ones that deserve to not be broadcasting anymore on that platform.
LeSean McCoy won.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and then I'll go Carton after that, and then Acho. So that would be my three.
That's a strong. That's strong.
Here's the thing. It's like,
what about Joy?
Did Joy get fired because of
her contract was up.
Okay.
But I was about to tweet, I'd sure like to be an executive right now. But
why
I didn't.
That, Sean?
I didn't tweet it.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Well, I enjoy the interview process.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
you know
fair.
What I mean? Like,
one thing that Shady did is that he brought the term ass. You know, like he brought that's a solid term that you could that's got staying power.
Okay.
What's your three, Kevin?
Yeah, I definitely LeSean McCoy is at the top of the list. Who was your third? Because I go Craig Carton second
Acho.
As well.
Acho was third for me.
I'll go Joy Taylor third then.
and that you're happiest?
Yeah.
No, I could see why they don't have employment.
What do you do?
Well, number one is Paul Pierce, okay? Because Paul Pierce he's trash. Okay, he's trash. He's not a Hall of Fame basketball player.
Whoa! Whoa. Wait, Paul Pierce or Chris Paul? You have to have one.
I have to have one, Chris Paul. I'm taking Chris Paul 10 times out of 10.
Okay.
I'll take Paul Pierce.
That is really insulting.
It isn't.
Pierce was so good.
Yeah, but every breath everyone took that said Paul Pierce or compared Paul Pierce to Dirk, that was an insult. That was an insult to Dirk.
Oh, yeah.
Pierce and Dirk Nowitzki are on the same tier. Dirk has a tier. Paul doesn't even. I mean,
this here, you follow this.
I don't have a good analogy here. With this
Paul Pierce made second team All NBA one time.
Cool.
Exactly.
Pierce scored 27, 25 a year, 26,
chucker.
26.
He's a chucker.
He is a 44% field goal percentage shooter.
That's not good.
He has a championship. Chris
that's
Paul,
true.
Baby. Okay.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. That's your list is Paul Pierce.
Paul's number one. LeSean's number two. I don't have an issue with Carton. I think Carton's funny. I think he's bad fit for that
but
show.
But you never watch him on TV. No. You're just judging radio Carton.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want him back in radio because that's competition. You know, we don't want that, right?
Yeah, we compete with New York.
And also, you know, I'll go Joy because Joy rebuffed me. With great prejudice.
Oh, yeah.
At the Super Bowl.
That was a great line.
With great prejudice.
Yes.
You know the line, right?
I don't remember. I feel like you've told us this
before. We were in the hotel at the Houston Super Bowl.
Best bar setup.
Lobby bar. And Sean and I, and I think Ian Rappaport was in our group.
And Colin Cowherd.
And she was behind us with Colin and a bunch of other people.
Hannah Storm. And Cooper Manning.
And both groups split up. But Joy and I were kind of standing back to back. She was in her group, and I was in my group, standing back to back. And our bodies kind of turned at the same time to where we were kind of side by side looking out. And I look over at her and I said, so this is what it feels like being the two best looking people in this room.
Great line.
And either she didn't hear me or
and
whatever, but she just walked away. Gave me absolutely zero time.
And you know what an insult that is after Joy came out and said she like has to have sex once a day?
Oh God!
And she didn't.
Maybe
even,
that was after. Maybe that like was the thing that she learned after.
Oh, it was also late in the day.
So as she got older, she got hornier.
I like the idea
late
that
the day.
RJ
it was late in the day. It may have already happened.
Oh, RJ said it's late in the day. It may have already happened.
Oh man!
All right.
Holy moly!
Serious question now.
Yes.
Oh no.
Be the FS1 because this is a sports talk question. Be the FS1 executive. What do you do? Clearly the old names, right, didn't work. The format didn't work. You're not getting viewers. You're not getting what do you do? RJ and I had our idea. I want to hear from you guys. You guys are the two executives to make the call.
Yeah, so what I really think, and I'll take from the wrestling world just a little bit, is you have to provide an actual alternative, not ESPN Lite.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's what I feel like they've been doing. Like, go out there and find personalities, whether it's radio, TV, whatever. Find personalities that whose names maybe aren't that big,
yeah,
but you feel like they're more like cutting edge in terms of what they do, and provide a real alternative, not just, I know you have ESPN, but maybe you should watch fake ESPN.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the hot take for hot take's sake.
Yeah.
Like, I have something with some depth to it. Some of those was just, hey, we're going to sit here and talk about it. And then every once in a while, you can have a really good interview. You can have a really good package, especially when you're dealing with TV like that as well. You can add a really good package to that thing. And I would add a couple reporters for some inside information. And then I would have some good stories. I know it feels like fluff, but those are the ones that connect to people a lot of times. And that's the ones that I think that you're really going to remember. Much like yesterday with ESPN. I know you're saying don't be ESPN light, but yesterday with ESPN, they did that story.
I meant in terms of the names.
But they did the story on the kid who has the missing gene. His body has tumors over every organ. I thought that was a brilliant piece. And I think you can add those elements into the hot take stuff as well.
All right. Remind us one more time where you're at, what you're doing.
Guys, we are at Whataburger off of El Dorado and Coit today. The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are out here. I see Rowdy is out here as well. Whataburger Man is rocking around. We have two opportunities.
Two?
Two opportunities to win Whataburger for a year, plus all these cool items that come in that package as well. I don't know exactly when we're going to do it. Maybe in the noon o'clock hour is a really good window for something like that. Noon o'clock hour is a good time for that. And we're going to be out here all day. You can also get your own playing card made, Kevin.
I think that's super cool.
And you got the refreshers. We got food. It's going to be an awesome day out here in Frisco.
The KNC Masterpiece with Whataburger and the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders coming up next right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Bye-bye. Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's Men's T Clinic.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.